Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. If you wanted to take 10 seconds and hop on over to iTunes and leave me a rating, you can 5-star it, you can 1-star it, but you obviously should 5-star it. Write me a review. Man, that would mean so much to me. I would be so appreciative. And yeah, that's it. God bless you guys. Hey, Jim Schultz here for the F Cubed podcast. And man, I hope you are having a phenomenal day or night or morning or afternoon, wherever you might be. I really appreciate you guys joining me for this podcast episode as I navigate Chicago city traffic. So let's talk carbohydrates and fats. And specifically, you know, I'm going to kind of title this podcast Your Carbohydrate Metabolism. And I don't know that that's a legitimate scientific term. In fact, I'm quite confident it is not. But inside the trenches, right, where bro science lives and flourishes, it is a term that I have heard used before, and it's a term I've used myself before. And the basic idea is this. We all have, you know, well, actually, let's back up a step. Let's all be really clear about something. Right. If you follow my content, you know what I'm about to say next, or maybe you don't. But if you follow my content, you know how I feel about this. It really is all about calories in and calories out, right? The energy equation is going to balance everything. And when you start talking about energy intake, you know, calories in, energy expenditure with like, you know, neat and thermic effect of food and your basal metabolic rate, like it really is a mathematical equation. The tricky part though is admittedly that equation is not always super clear. You know, I mean, the calories in part is usually pretty obvious in that you can measure it, but the calories out part is where things get a little bit murky. But even with the calories in, here's where things start to get pretty interesting. So the energy equation is really controlling our fat loss, our fat gain, our, you know, muscle loss, muscle gain, body weight changes. But still, everybody has a unique metabolic capacity. Everybody has a unique metabolic rate that's going to be individual to them. Well, to take that one step further, when you start to bring in the idea of carbohydrates and even fats, really, so, you know, your carbohydrate metabolism, your fat metabolism, everybody's metabolic rates are so different that they're going to largely determine how many carbs, how many fats you can, for lack of a better phrase, get away with, right? Like how much fuel, right? If we kind of label carbs and fats as fuel, which is a term that I like to use, how much fuel can you get away with burning to reach your goals? Like specifically, as it pertains to fat loss, right? You guys know I'm a huge champion for fat loss. I'm a huge champion for, you know, making radical, drastic physique transformation. You know, that kind of maps into my own story. And so, you know, that obviously is where most of my content is going to live. But we all have a unique level of carbs and fats that we can get away with. And honestly, no equation is going to tell you what your level is. Right? Like, yes, there's good starting points like 12x your body weight in total calories. And we'll talk about fat here in a second. But generally speaking, it's going to be trial and error. And like, here's a really good example. I'll just use myself, right? Like, I've seen this play out with my students, you know, inside of Full Throttle Fat Loss. Quick little shameless plug for Full Throttle, my full fat loss course that you can find down in the description with enrollment open right now. But with my students inside of Full Throttle, you know, the athletes I've worked with in the past, the clients I've worked with in the past, you know, everybody is so unique. Like, you can start at 12x your body weight, but some people, I mean, I've seen some people get lean and start losing fat at 13x or 13.5x. Like, I've seen it. I've witnessed it myself. I've seen other people like myself that, I, you know, the example I'm going to get into, I generally speaking, I need to be under 11x. I need to be like 10.5x before I really start seeing my physique change. Now, obviously, it's a gradual thing, right? Like, in the beginning of a fat loss phase or a competition prep cycle, that's not the case, right? Like, I can usually skate by on, like, 11 or, yeah, about 11x, I would say, is where I like to live. You know, obviously, assuming that's accurate and I'm actually being honest with myself, you know, with the snacks and the nibbles and the licks and the bites. I mean, you know, I do it too, man. You know, I think you can cheat the macro gods all the time, right? Like, I'm in the cabinet thinking, eh, these 7 tortilla chips, they're not really going to matter. Well, they kind of do matter, and so you kind of want to be aware of how many times you might be, you know, heading into said cabinet. But anyway, my metabolic capacity is actually, when it comes to fuel and when I'm really trying to get lean, like when I'm really serious about fat loss, my metabolic capacity is just not super strong. It's actually never been super strong. Now, what's interesting about my situation and, you know, one of the main takeaways that I really want to leave you all with from this podcast episode is, you know, your metabolism, your metabolic capacity, your carbohydrate metabolism, your fat metabolism, your overall fuel metabolism, it's a dynamic thing. It's not a static thing. It's going to change over time. And by change, I mean it can get better or it can get worse. Like, you know, if you don't take your fitness seriously, like if you stop training and you just, you know, continually bombard your system with poor nutritional choices, right? Like you're going to throw off your insulin sensitivity, like you're going to throw your whole system out of whack, and your metabolic rate is going to suffer as a result of that. And of course, if you're not training, you're not exercising, all that kind of stuff. But the opposite is also true. And I guess this is kind of its own podcast, so I don't want to go down this rabbit hole too deeply, but I did want to bring it up because I think it's really valuable and it's something that we could bring up multiple times and it would not lose its value. It can get better over time too. Like my metabolic rate is not super strong. It's not really robust, but it's better than it used to be. I mean, I'm 38 years old and it's better than it was when I was 28. Honestly, it's better than it was when I was 33. I think it's better than it was last competition season, which was just 2 years ago in 2017. I mean, I was actually looking at my spreadsheets the other day, looking at my macros and my cardio and everything that I did in 2017. Like I'm very meticulous with logging just about everything. And that's kind of a little OCD-ness in me, but it helps like when you're trying to make decisions, you know, and how to make changes and how things have improved or deteriorated or whatever. And I'm actually, you know, at about the same time in my training in 2017, my macros were about the same. They were I'm a little bit higher now than I was then at about the same body weight. So that's evidence of some improved metabolic capacity. But also, I'm actually doing less cardio than I was then. So that's additional evidence for improved metabolic capacity. Now, don't let me fool you, and this is its own podcast too. I am doing a truckload of cardio right now. Like a truckload, like hours and hours and hours and intervals upon intervals upon intervals, right? Like I'm still doing a lot, but I'm probably only doing about 85 to 90% of what I was doing in 2017 right now. And so my metabolic capacity has improved. And so I just wanted to spend, you know, 2.5 minutes talking about the fact that your metabolic rate, like if you feel like, ah, man, my metabolism is just, you know, so crummy, like I really wish it was better. Like you can change it. Like, you can absolutely change it. Like, your genetic makeup might be similar to mine, where, you know, we have to be tempered in our expectations, but you can still improve it over time. But largely, it's going to be trial and error, right? Like, largely, you know, start at 12x your body weight. That's what I typically think That's where I think most people should start their caloric journey at, and just see how your body responds, right? Obviously, you know, you add a gram per pound of body weight and protein, maybe even a little bit higher. And then what I like to do is I like to set my fat at about 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight, just to make the math really confusing, because now you've got to convert that over to pounds. But there actually is some evidence to suggest that you don't want to go below 0.6 grams per kilogram in fat per day on average, because, you know, one thing that's very important to remember is fat, and specifically cholesterol, which is obviously a component of fat, is a building block of testosterone. And whether you're a man or a woman, but especially if you're a man, but even if you're a woman, you need to be careful that your testosterone levels don't dip down too lowly, right? And that happens when you're in a sustained caloric deficit. And this was another one of the main points I wanted to make today with our, you know, our carbohydrate metabolisms and our fat metabolisms. As you're figuring out, you know, where you want to set your macros at, right? And as you're figuring out, you know, where your metabolic rate can handle a given level of fuel, you really want to be careful that you don't set your fat grams too low. And the main reason why is because, you know, again, there's research to suggest that if you go too low, it's going to be damaging on your testosterone. So that alone in isolation is not a good thing. But it actually gets even worse, because if you're in a sustained caloric deficit, which you're going to be if you're radically transforming your physique to get leaner and leaner and leaner, you need to understand that your hormones are very likely going to move against you as that process deepens. As you go further and further and you go longer and longer into your cut, into your, you know, your fat loss phase, your testosterone is going to drop just naturally. Your cortisol is going to spike just naturally. Your thyroid hormone could become a bit suppressed, if not a lot suppressed, just naturally, right? And so you're going to have this, you know, let's call it a hormonal cocktail happening inside of you that is not super conducive to continuing to lose fat or continuing to feel good, right? Like, you're going to start to feel crummier and crummier the lower your testosterone goes. And so it's really important that you keep your fat grams on a daily basis high enough so that you're not kind of double dipping on the testosterone decreases, right? They're already going to go down as it stands to begin with. So don't exacerbate that problem by setting your fat grams too low. And so as you're searching for your carbohydrate metabolism, you know, I would set, you know, you do the protein a gram per pound, that's fine. Set your fat at least 0.6 grams per kilogram. I like to start at about 0.8. And then it's an equation with three variables, right? Like, you know, calories are just, you know, carbs, fats, and protein. That's it. You now know your protein. You now know your fat. And so go in there and go ahead and now back out your carbohydrate number and start with that and just kind of see, you know, how your body responds. And so from there, you'll figure out within a week or two, you know, how much your metabolic rate can, how much your metabolic capacity can handle. And so that's it, man. That's a little bit, a little ditty on carbohydrate metabolisms. I really hope you guys got some value from today's podcast. I appreciate you so much. I'm so humbled. I am just so, you guys don't know how much it means to me that you guys check out my content, whether it be on the podcast or you can check out the YouTube channel that's linked down below in the description. You know, you can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm pretty active across the board, you know, just at JSchultzF3, pretty much on all the major platforms. And then, yeah, man, you know, check out Full Throttle, right? It is my full fat loss course. You know, maybe that's something that might be of interest to you. If fat loss is on your radar right now, it's really, you know, pushing all your chips in the middle on fat loss with that one singular focus. So that's linked to down below too. Give that a look. Or I have a bunch of free resources. The most valuable one at this time, I think, being the fat loss formula, which is totally free. And that's the three things that I think are most beneficial to fat loss. You can find that in the description too down below. And yeah, man, give all that stuff a look. I hope you guys have a great day and we'll see you next time. Hey, so before you guys head out the door, hey, head on down to the description and give Full Throttle Fat Loss a look. This is it, man. This is what I've poured everything into. Everything that I know, everything that I believe, everything that I can prove, even some things that I can't prove, but I still believe. It's all inside this course. Every strategy, every tool, every resource that you would need to not only lose fat, but keep it off. Not only get really lean as you want to take it, but stay super lean. And so, you know, if this is something that's on your radar right now, fat loss, then I created this course for you. Give it a look. Now, of course, if you just want to keep listening to the podcast and accessing, you know, my free content and the fat loss formula and all that stuff, hey, I just want you guys to make progress. But for those of you that are ready to maybe invest a little bit and get on, you know, let's call it the fast track a more efficient way where everything is right there at your fingertips, then this is for you, man. Give it a look. You will not be disappointed.